Okay, thank you, Andreas. Thank you very much for joining this smaller session, but very important one, because it's about life sciences in IFOS Europe and the region in our event. So supercomputing, as we know, drives science through simulation, and this is evident in many areas of current research, such as the environment, with research in weather and climatology. And we're going to hear more later on from this area. Finding cures, for example, the session that we are now here, medicine and biology, in digital cultural heritage, so civilization and culture. So we're going to use to listen about this also later on. And computational physics, which is a session of tomorrow. So all of these four areas are extremely important. And this is not a slide that I made up. It's global initiatives of how supercomputing can help science. And all of these four areas are represented in IFOS Europe, which shows that IFOS Europe really didn't use up just the projects that were available in their regions, but had a more global perspective. But when we see the distribution of high-performance computing based on the science areas that I showed before, and here's an example from Blue Waters from Illinois, you see that biological sciences and biophysics are actually accounting for one-third of the whole computing time that is dedicated to HPC. So we see that life sciences are really an important factor in high-performance computing. And more specifically, in life sciences, where high-performance computing is needed is in the following areas. Next-generation sequencing, brain modeling, protein biophysics, proteomics, systems biology, drug discovery. For example, we can now model whole organs, cluster tumors, analysis of tumors. And really, what has happened in the last years, computing has really revolutionized biomedical research and life sciences. So for example, back in 1993, we could just simulate a protein with 10,000 atoms. But as we are going through the years, we see, for example, in 2007, the first simulation of the ribosome with 2 million atoms happened for a couple of hundreds of nanoseconds. An enveloped virus was simulated. Well, we've seen examples also of COVID, of the COVID viral capsid in 2022 and even earlier from 2015. And now we're going to even larger and longer time and length scales as we're going up to the exascale era. And this is really important for people and for mankind, because precision medicine has arisen as a new concept in medicine. And basically this means that we can now have tailored medicines for tailored diseases, for tailored groups of people. For example, if we take the example of cancer, lung cancer, for example, you cannot treat all of lung cancers with one medicine. You have to separate the classes of different lung cancers in different groups of people and treat them differently. For example, this class of people may respond to a drug and the drug may be effective, but these people may not respond. For these people, the drug may even be toxic. So we have to separate the different classes of people. And one of the well-studied examples in lung cancer is the example where basically lung cancers were genotyped, and it was found that 4% of patients with non-small... is there a pointer? Maybe I could use a pointer. Because I think you're not seeing the arrow that I'm moving. It's not working. I'm moving the arrow here, but... Okay, anyway, it doesn't really matter. I can just show. So basically, they found after genotyping that 4% of patients with non-small cell lung cancer had a rearrangement in a particular protein. And this led to carcinogenesis. And when they identified that this particular protein was the problem, was what was causing cancer to these people, they perform drug design for the specific subsets of patients of lung cancer that had this rearrangement of the ALK protein, which was found by next generation sequencing. And they created crizotinib, which is a drug very effective for people who have ALK positive. It means they have this rearrangement in the ALK protein. So this is an example of personalized medicine, how out of 100% of lung cancer patients, you segregate the 4% that have this rearrangement and they will be treated with a specific drug. So for the initiatives in life sciences, mostly go along precision medicine and drug discovery, utilizing an arrays of techniques. For example, with next generation sequencing, we can identify important genes for a disease and then target a pharmaceutical target, or which is normally a protein, with small molecules, and design candidate drugs based on this three-dimensional protein structure that arises through the experimental procedures, but also through computational modeling, and leads to targeted therapy. So basically, NIFOS Europe, in life sciences, in our region, in the southeastern Mediterranean region, is to create and provide the necessary services for understanding disease mechanisms in these populations where we are all belonging, using European Open Science Cloud. And this particular scientific community of life sciences targets the societal challenges regarding health and well-being. Now, how we can couple together the services of the European Open Science Cloud with these challenges to understand disease mechanisms and do something for the populations of life sciences. So, NIFOS Europe in EOSC provides HPC services, cloud services, data processing services, storage services, and other services. And I've borrowed these slides from Andreas. So the HPC services, you can see here several clusters are available from NIFOS Europe to the regions, to the users of the region. Cloud services are also available to our users. Data processing services, such as the Paradox Hadoop cluster in Serbia. Of course, storage, because you want to share your data, and for sharing you need to store them somewhere, and we all have this problem of generating the data, but where to store them. So NIFOS Europe is also allocating storage services, and then other services such as the training we're doing, onboarding, help with onboarding of the services on servers and virtual machines, accounting system, and others. So, in particular, in NIFOS Europe, we have several onboarded services and others that are candidate to be onboarded soon. So, I'm showing here a list, and you see that it's quite a big list. So, one of the tools is the ChemBio server, which is a drug discovery tool. Basically, it's a pipeline for mining and filtering chemical compounds for drug discovery. And also, I think the presentations will be available, right, Andreas? Because I've listed here links with training material and access, how people can access. So all of these presentations will be available. We have a complete training tool. Then we have another onboarded service, which is to optimize drug candidates to have better efficacy. That is called FEP Prepare. Again, with full training material, self-paced courses, so everything is available. We have DREAM, which will also be presented later in the session. This is for protein membrane interfaces, to study such kinds of interfaces and why they're interested in drug discovery. Again, with a full set of links for educational material. Then drug delivery systems is also an important area that will be also presented later in the session. And one onboarded service is NanoCrystal for the construction of nanoparticles as drug delivery systems for simulation. And again, the links for the educational material. The Ingridio application, where users can check if the product, food or cosmetics, has ingredients with potential hazards for human health. Basically, it's a natural language processing application that offers a pipeline of three services related to biomedical text to recognize whether a chemical ingredient is hazardous for human health or not. And you can access the services again here. We have Open Biomaps, which is a tool to create open access database frameworks, basically, so you can create your own database with Open Biomaps. Then we have the Reduce and Visualize Gene Ontology, a web server that summarizes lists of gene ontology terms by finding representative subsets of the terms using simple clustering algorithms. So this is also available. Then we have another talk later in the session about electroencephalogram brain electrical activity online data set that has been produced in Georgia. And we will hear more in the last talk of this session. The DIMECOM network is a portal server and a viewer for biomedical images. That's also a very important service that provides services for data collection, storage, distribution, and exchange of DICOM medical images, also available in our Agora. And you can see here, for example, one of the features of DICOM server, of the DICOM network, basically, where you can visualize these three images and share them. We also have MelGene, which is a candidate service. It's a field synopsis of genetic associations with melanoma. And to summarize all that, I think I went very fast, of course, because the services are a lot, and I don't have time to talk about them, mostly because I want to give space to our presenters to present these fantastic talks that they have prepared. But I think it's very important to remember what Ognjen said in his presentation, that one third of all EOSC catalog is from NIFOS Europe. And you can see here already that we had so many different applications covering the whole area of life sciences in high-performance computing. And I think the NIFOS Europe community can be very proud about the contributions that it has given to the European Open Science Cloud collectively. But let me finish this presentation to give space to our presenters today. The first presenter is Mirjana Nokovic, who will speak about HPC for germline variant calling pipelines for human whole genome data. And basically, the area from the areas that I have presented is the whole genome sequencing. And she's using the Paradox HPC awarded by NIFOS Europe in Serbia. And then we have Alexios Hadzigoulas, who will speak about drug discovery and protein biophysics using onboarded services. So he used onboarding of NIFOS Europe. He used Cyclone High Performance Computing from Cyprus and the accounting system of NIFOS Europe. He will speak about that. Then we have Elena Kusevska, who will speak about computational drug delivery design using cloud resources. So she's using the Finke Cloud. And finally, we will hear from Irma Hadzice, who will speak about brain electrical activity modeling, one also very important area of life sciences and computing, brain modeling, who will speak to us about their onboarded service and storage services that they are using from NIFOS Europe. And with that, I would like to thank you for your attention. I'm really looking forward to a very rich session with a lot of results and use cases from our users. So, thank you.